This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Purna Bahadur Kharga and Dhanaraj Gurung elected as the Nepali Congress Vice President. Health Minister Birod Khatiora announces plan to reach to schools to vaccinate 12 to 17-year-old children. Cricket Association of Nepal relieves national men's cricket team captain and vice-captain from their responsibility over disciplinary issue. And the World Health Organization says Omicron spreading at unprecedented rate and countries need to step up. Now the news in detail. Leaders Purna Bahadur Kharga and Dhanaraj Gurung have been elected as the Nepali Congress Vice President in the voting held under the 14th General Convention of the party. According to the party's Central Election Committee, Kharga won the election with 2,121 votes and Gurung got 1,908 votes. Kharga is the General Secretary and Gurung is the Central Member of the current Central Working Committee. Meanwhile, another vice presidential candidate, Vijay Kumar Gachchedar, lost by only 2 votes. He received 1,906 votes. According to the election committee, other candidates for the post of vice president, Dr. Chandra Bhandari, got 1,580 votes, Sujata Koirala got 644 votes, Mahesh Acharya got 589 votes, and Dibyeshwari Saha got 132 votes. This is the first time that Nepali Congress has elected a vice president. Earlier, there was a provision to nominate the vice presidents. Prime Minister Sharbadur Dewa has commended the role played by the Kathmandu University in educational development and in producing skilled human resources. In a congratulatory message to the Kathmandu University and its graduates on the 27th convocation ceremony held at Thulikil in Kabre Palanchuk district yesterday, Prime Minister Dewa stressed the need for producing skilled human resources to vitalize the country's economy and to strengthen democratic system in the country. The Prime Minister also emphasized on creating environment to develop quality education in the country and to utilize the billions of rupees paid by the Nepali students to foreign universities annually. Similarly, Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Devendra Paudel, said the Kathmandu University had been established as the Centre for Knowledge, Skills and Teaching Learning Activities. Addressing the 27th convocation ceremony of the Kathmandu University, yesterday Education Minister Paudel stressed on the need of creating environment conducive for international students to come to Nepal for pursuing higher education. Nepali Congress senior leader Ramchandra Paudel has congratulated Sharbadur Dewa on his election to the post of Nepali Congress president from the party's 14th General Convention. In a congratulatory message yesterday, senior leader Paudel also extended best wishes to newly elected party president for a successful term. He hoped that the party president would give attention to building a powerful and united party by accommodating all sides. CPN-UML Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli has urged his party leaders and cadres to work for the welfare of the country, people and the party. Addressing a program organized to administer oath of office to newly elected central members of the party, Chairperson Oli stressed on the need of carrying out activities for the welfare of the entire nation through healthy ideology and behavior. The Government of Nepal and the Government of South Korea have signed a Memorandum of Understanding for the establishment of a Polytechnic Institute for Construction Workforce Development in Province No. 2. The Government of South Korea will spend $8.6 million to undertake the 7-year project under the grant assistance. Secretary of Ministry of Finance Madhu Kumar Marasini and Korean Ambassador to Nepal Park Jong-suk signed the document on behalf of their respective governments amid a program at the Finance Ministry yesterday. Minister for Health and Population Birod Khatiora has said 12 to 17 years old children will be given vaccines against COVID-19 at their respective schools. Talking to journalists yesterday, Minister Khatiora said COVID-19 vaccination centers would be set up within the school to incorporate the school-going children aged 12 to 17 years. He shared that the vaccination drive had been scheduled to kick off from the 29th of December. He also announced the government had already decided to administer the third dose of Verucel to people above 60 years. A total of 280 new cases of COVID-19 were reported in Nepal yesterday. The Ministry of Health and Population confirmed the number of infections while testing 11,994 samples. Likewise, 300 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection yesterday itself. Meanwhile, 6 people died of the virus infection yesterday, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,565 in the country so far. Finance Minister Jonardhan Sharma has stressed on adopting policy of increasing domestic consumption of electricity. Inaugurating the post-COVID revival conference organized by the Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Sharma said trade deficit can be reduced by exporting electricity, stressing on reducing electricity tariff for the production-related industries. Minister Sharma suggested providing electricity to industries by collecting accurate data. The third International Science Conference on Infectious Diseases and Nanomedicines began virtually yesterday. Scientists, doctors, researchers and students from 18 countries have participated in the virtual conference. Joint coordinator of the conference and researcher Dr. Santosh Thapa said research papers on infectious diseases, epidemiology, public health and nanomedicines would be presented in the conference. The Cricket Association of Nepal, CAN, has taken disciplinary action against 4 players, including captain and vice-captain of Nepali men's national cricket team. Yesterday's meeting of the office bearers of CAN relieved Captain Gyanendra Malla and Vice-Captain Dipendra Singh Airi from their responsibility and decided not to include 4 players, including Malla, Airi, Sompal Kami and Kamal Singh Airi, in the central contract for 6 months in 2022. In the statement issued by Acting Secretary of the Association, Prasant Bikram Malla, it is stated that the meeting appointed Sandeep Lamichane as the new captain of the team. Likewise, as a part of preparation for upcoming World Cup selection, the team is scheduled to start close training from the 21st of December. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ हजुर
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *14 हास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. The United Kingdom has recorded the highest number of daily COVID-19 cases since the beginning of the pandemic, with 78,610 cases reported yesterday. The previous record was 68,053 cases on 8th January when the United Kingdom was in lockdown. Speaking at a news conference, England's Chief Medical Officer, Professor Chris Whitty, warned that records would be broken a lot in the next few weeks. He added people should prioritise what matters with regards to social mixing in the run-up to Christmas. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization, WHO, has warned that the new coronavirus variant, Omicron, is spreading across the globe at an unprecedented rate. Cases of heavily mutated variant have been confirmed in as many as 77 countries so far. But at a conference, WHO Chief Tedros said it had probably been spread in many other countries and that they were yet to detect it. Dr. Tedros expressed his concerns over the countries not doing enough to tackle the new variant. Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping have held a video meeting as friction persists in both countries' relations with the West. In their opening remark at the virtual summit on Wednesday, Putin and Xi held relations between Russia and China, with the Russian leader declaring them a proper example of interstate cooperation in the 21st century. Xi said that the Russian president strongly supported China's efforts to protect key national interests and firmly opposed attempts to drive a wedge between the two countries. Putin also said he plans to meet with Xi in person in Beijing in February and attend the 2022 Olympics. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in province number 1 and 2, along with hilly regions of other provinces, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light to medium snowfall at few places of the eastern high mountainous region. Kathmandu's weather report for the past 24 hours, the maximum temperature was 17.5 degrees Celsius and minimum was 4.3 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Purna Bahadur Kharka and Dhanaraj Gurung elected as Nepali Congress Vice President. Health Minister Birod Khatiora announces plan to reach to schools to vaccinate 12 to 17-year-old children. Cricket Association of Nepal relieves national men's cricket team captain and vice-captain from the responsibility over disciplinary issue. And the World Health Organization says Omicron spreading at unprecedented rate and countries need to step up. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.